BBC News with Sue Montgomery. French politicians have ousted the government in a no-confidence vote, giving rise to the prospect of months of turmoil in France. Michel Barnier is the first French prime minister to be dismissed in this way since 1962. Opposition parties called the vote after Mr. Barnier used special powers to force through controversial social security reforms. One of the people calling for him to go was the far-right leader Marine Le Pen.
I don't feel my head spinning and I don't consider this a victory. We had a choice to make and the choice we made was to protect French people.
President Macron is likely to keep on Mr. Barnier as a caretaker prime minister while he seeks a replacement acceptable to a deeply divided parliament. Police in Mexico say they've made their biggest ever seizure of fentanyl, a powerful synthetic opioid responsible for thousands of deaths in the US and other countries. About 1,500 kilos of fentanyl pills was found. Here's Leonardo Rocha.
Dozens of federal police agents and soldiers took part in raids across the northwestern state of Sinaloa. The authorities say they found a huge quantity of fentanyl pills, enough for 20 million doses. Mexico's Security Secretary Omar Garcia said two people had been arrested. The state has seen a surge in homicides in the past 4 months, following the arrest of two senior leaders of the Sinaloa cartel in Texas, near the Mexican border.
At least 20 people have been killed and many others wounded in an Israeli airstrike at Khan Yunis in the south of the Gaza Strip. The Israeli army said that it conducted what it called a precise strike on senior Hamas fighters after taking steps to mitigate the risk to civilians. John Donison is in Jerusalem.
Health officials in Gaza say the bombing happened in a camp in Al-Mawasi, an area supposedly designated a safe zone by Israel. Hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians are sheltering there in tents. A number of children are reported to be amongst the dead. Video posted on social media shows a large fire and smoke rising from the scene.
The Israeli military says the body of one of the hostages seized by Hamas on the 7th of October last year has been recovered from Gaza in a joint operation with the security services. Hamas said in January that Itai Svirsky had been killed in an Israeli airstrike. Large crowds have gathered in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, for a seventh night of anti-government protests. Correspondents say the atmosphere is one of a street party. State security is tight, with riot police and water cannon lined up the main avenue. World News from the BBC. The intelligence service in Romania has revealed details of what it says is a major attempt from abroad to interfere in the country's presidential election. Officials say a highly organised campaign on TikTok appears to have propelled Călin Georgescu to victory in the first round vote 2 weeks ago. He faces a reformist candidate in a second vote on Sunday. The authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 79 people in the southwest have died from an unknown illness that's causing flu-like symptoms. Health teams have been deployed to the area. Jacob Evans has more details.
Over the last month, dozens of people in the DRC's remote Kwango province have died and hundreds more have been infected by this mysterious illness. Those affected report fever, headaches, runny noses and coughs, breathing difficulties and anemia. The Congolese Health Ministry says the majority of deaths have been teenagers. Officials are working to contain the outbreak as case numbers rise. A team from the World Health Organization has also been sent to the afflicted area to investigate. The DRC is already suffering from an Mpox epidemic, which officials say has claimed more than 1,000 lives.
Cuba's government says it's working hard to restore electricity to more than 10 million people after the collapse of the main power plant led to another nationwide blackout. The vast majority of the population remain without power. This is Cuba's third total blackout in less than 2 months. Police in Pennsylvania have told reporters they no longer expect to find alive a woman who fell into a sinkhole on Monday while looking for her cat. A state police spokesperson said that the operation to locate Elizabeth Pollard would now move into a recovery phase after rescuers failed to identify any signs of life from microphones and cameras lowered into a mine shaft below the sinkhole. BBC News.